You don't have to say, "Get behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me."
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
So we have to deal with it immediately. Don't let them pile up. I'll deal with it when I get home. I don't want to rebuke somebody to their face. Listen, you can kindly rebuke the words they spoke. You don't have to say, "Get behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me." But Jesus didn't mind saying it. You may not be that bold yet, but when something is a matter of life and death, you need to choose to be that bold. Right? And we build up to that. Okay. And we don't sweep it under the rug. We deal with it immediately. I rebuke those words in the name of Jesus. That will not be how it is. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So listen, we have to be willing. Listen, I'm not tolerating this anymore, right? Verse 7. Do you look at things according to the outward appearance? If anyone is convinced in himself that he's Christ, let him again consider this in himself. And just as he is Christ, even so we are Christ. Now, here's the thing about this. Paul's talking about, listen, other people are saying, "Well, do it my way because I'm Christ. You're Christ." Well, so was Paul. And so the instruction that he just gave, he's saying, listen, I belong to Jesus, and I'm giving you godly instruction right now. So you need to bring every thought into captivity. You need to be ready to punish it. Do not allow it to become a stronghold in your life. Do not let it grow. Don't let it become a problem. Because just because something's spoken over you once, or you think something, you know, it says, take no thought saying. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6. Take no thought saying. So we counter it with the word of God. How did Jesus resist temptation on the mountain of temptation? He responded with, "It is written." He didn't just let the devil fly by or say whatever you want to say. No. And we have to, as these things are inundating us, we have to respond. Sickness and disease. Oh, you know, this is just, you know, you're just getting to be that age. Not at my age. No, my youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm younger and stronger every day. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm not subject to the law of sin and death because I refuse to receive it. I can't catch a cold. Do you understand just by the verb that we use? You are catching. Well, listen, I can't catch a baseball. I am not catching a cold. What? Why do we bother catching these things? To me, catching requires effort. I'm not a natural at that. I'm okay with not being a natural at it, just so you know. I'm not using my words against me. I don't see a need to go out on a baseball field ever again in my life. So it's not an issue for me. But what I'm saying is we need to renew our mind to God's way of thinking. And the way that we do that is to get to know Him. Don't you know that if you know the person Jesus, you will know how He thinks? You know, Rose is like this great example of this. Somebody will say, well, you know, I'm going to ask Pastor Kurt or I'm going to ask Pastor Terry if we can do this. And she'll say, you don't have to. They're going to say no. And they'll, but I didn't ask, but I know them. But Ariel fonts in, it doesn't matter. You won't be using it on any publication because Pastor Kurt doesn't like it. Well, but we want to paint something brown. No, you won't be painting it brown. Pastor Terry may like brown, okay, but Pastor Kurt hates brown. Why? Because she knows the people. Therefore, she already knows the answer before the question gets asked. Right? And the better and the more that we know Jesus more intimately, we already know the answer before it gets asked. And there's a lot of things that we can eliminate just by following how He says to do things. Okay, we didn't lose our place. We're back over in Philippians chapter 4. We're going to go to verse 5 now because we're rejoicing. Remember, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Verse 5. Philippians 4, 5. Let all men know and perceive and recognize your unselfishness. Just dramatic pause so that we can let that sink in. Your considerateness, your forbearing spirit. Okay, you know, right now, in today's day and age, unselfishness is uncommon. People are very, very selfish. That's what all this hoarding is about that's going on. You know, I wish I could say that I had 10 cases of toilet paper in the back so I could just hand it out to y'all, right? Because if I were going to hoard, I would hoard to give, not hoard to hoard. Because hoarding is selfish, but then beyond that, it's a lack mentality. What if I can't get this? And Pastor Kurt said, listen, don't you think that ravens could just drop it off at your house? Okay. The Lord is near. He is coming soon. I believe that with all my heart. We're not quite there yet because there's still more things to have that need to happen before we get there, but we need to be preparing. How do we prepare? Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith? Will I find faith in the earth? Well, I believe that we're a body of believers where He will find faith. I believe that He'll find it right here, and I believe that He'll find it in you. And I believe that as we press in to know Him more, it will continue to strengthen our faith within us, and we will continue to walk by faith more and more, and we will learn how to lead others in our walk of faith. Amen. Verse 6, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything except for the coronavirus. Doesn't say that, does that? Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, anything. What does anything mean? Anything. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, not just asking amiss, but definite request with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We can have a peace that surpasses all understanding right here, right now, and then minister that peace out. It starts within. It starts with our relationship with Jesus. It starts with our assurance of who we are and whose we are. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence, and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them. Now, we just saw that we can have a peace that surpasses all understanding, and immediately, instruction came what to think about. Immediately, what to think about. Now, is fear on that list of things to think about?
No.
Are plagues on the list of things to think about?
No.
Are countermeasures to the plagues things to think about?
No.
So here's the thing. The scripture is very, very specific of what we're to meditate on, think on. The word meditate is to dwell on anything in thought, to contemplate, or to study. To turn or revolve any subject in the mind appropriately, but not exclusively use of pious contemplation or consideration of the great truths of the Bible. Okay. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So, if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church, is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from